Welcome back to the pivotal game five between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Michael Curry. Alongside me, Jack Lynch. We're on Go Mile High. So far, it's been all Philadelphia 76ers not doing anything while the Miami Heat has really been taking over, and the three-point shot has been draining for the Miami Heat.
James Harden leading the game for Philadelphia with 10 points, 5 rebounds. Looking to get a little bit more consistent with the shots if you are Philadelphia. Miami is putting this one away so far. They have another quarter like that shooting. I don't see how they can come back.
Yeah, Philadelphia's energy has certainly been there, but not the shots. James Harden now with the ball at the wing. Looking to pass it to Joel Embiid as he has the ball now up at the top. Joel Embiid dribbling with the ball. Bam Adebayo guarding him. Fade away two at the elbow. And he drains it. Now, 10-point deficit for Philadelphia. Jimmy Butler now with the wing. Passes it to P.J. Tucker at top. Two, Bam Adebayo. With Joel Embiid guarding him. Bam dribbling the ball back to Jimmy. P.J. Tucker from the top. Max Strus from the top. And no good. The three-point shot is no good. But he does get the offensive rebound. Max Strus now dribbles into the paint. And it's good. The layup. Fantastic effort there from Max Strus with getting that offensive rebound and then going right into the paint, hitting his shot. James Harden now with the ball. Passes it to Joel at the key. Joel dribbles out to Danny Green or Tobias Harris from the three in the corner. No good.
Another missed shot from Philadelphia.
And no, oh, looks to be
and Miami.
Foul. Not sure on who that is just quite yet, but Max Strus took it to the basket. And the basket did not go in, but Max Strus will be shooting too.
Max Strus is kind of coming out of nowhere, man. Not a lot of people had him doing much of anything in this series. I, for one, am included in that. He's so far with 13 points, shooting 5-9 from the field goal with 7 rebounds on his way to a double-double.
Max Strus looking to make it 15 now so far for today's game. Makes the first one.
And the key, again, what we talked about before the game is Miami needs to have people other than Jimmy Butler dominating the game, and that's exactly what's happening. See guys like Strus, guys like Bam Adebayo, P.J. Tucker, Victor Oladipo, all of them are getting a piece as Joel gets that rebound on the missed free throw.
Yeah, Max Strus missed the second free throw. Now Tyrese Maxey at half court with the ball. So far, Miami's 8-for-13 from the free throw line, while the Sixers are 8-for-8. Joel passes it to James Harden. Looks to get it back to Joel. Joel at the elbow now with Bam Adebayo guarding him. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Fade away. And no good.
Big block there.
Looks to be Sixers ball still.
Looks like P.J. Tucker got a little piece of that. Bam Adebayo also there on as well. They had two men on him. The shot just did not go up. Got the tip of somebody's finger.
James Harden now. Tossing the ball to Tyrese Maxey from the top, and he shoots the prayer of a shot from deep from three.
P.J. Tucker caught that like a right fielder out there. Looked like an easy fly ball for him.
Nowhere near the hoop. Miami leads 59, Philadelphia 46.
You see those 10 turnovers for Philadelphia really killing them. They've gotten 15 points off those 10 turnovers for them.
Miami Heat's been taking care of the ball while Philadelphia not so much. P.J. Tucker with the ball, now dribbling past the elbow in the paint, and the floater is good for P.J. Tucker.
He's wanting the foul called on there. Didn't look like anybody got it. James Harden right in his face.
P.J. Tucker with 10 points, 4-for-4 from the field, 3 rebounds. James Harden now dancing from the top and back up 3. And the 3 clinks off the back of the rim. Bam Adebayo now with the ball dribbling, getting the play together for Miami. Jimmy Butler now dribbling past Bam Adebayo. Jimmy seeing what he's got in front of him. Jimmy now in the paint with the 2 and no good. And it looks to be a foul.
Embiid hitting the ground hard again, man. Not sure how much more of this he can take.
Absolutely. Jimmy Butler and P.J. Tucker having a conversation with the refs. James Williams. Kyle Lowry still coaching on the sidelines.
Seems like there'd be a good place for him once his playing days are over.
Absolutely. Tyrese Maxey now passes it to Danny Green, to Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris at the key. Dribbles back. Looks like he's trying to get the ISO in the paint. Tobias Harris. And flanks
right out.
Another
missed shot. Oh, Philadelphia.
PJ Tucker to the basket now. And no good, but Jimmy Butler's right there with the put back dunk. He's cooking for sure. Miami fans are loving every second of this game so far. Jimmy Butler, 14 points, 6 for 11 from the field with 6 rebounds. James Harden looking to get something going. Tobias Harris now with the ball. 2 Tyrese in the corner. Tyrese Maxey now with the 2. No good. Max Strus with the defensive rebound.
Max Strus right now playing at a plus 17. He is an unsung hero for Miami so far in this game, out of nowhere.
Jimmy Butler now at the wing, getting the play together. Trying to get it to Bam, trying to get in the paint. Now to PJ Tucker in the corner. Now Caleb. And it's good. And 1. He has been sensational for them so far this game. Caleb Martin. Miami now leads 65-46.
As you can see, Caleb Martin going up there. He had the big steal earlier in the second period. Puts it up right there. Looking like a real good shot. They need a lot more of that on both sides of the ball.
Good. Miami now leads by 20 with 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
This game is slowly slipping away from Philadelphia. All these turnovers and missed shots are coming back to haunt them very quickly here as this game moves at a speedy pace.
James Harden now with the ball. James Harden's looking to get his team going as they desperately need a shot. The step back 3 from the top. It's good from downtown. James Harden, he's cooking. He's trying to get his team some life as they desperately need it.
Great shot there from Harden. Absolutely nothing but net.
James Harden, 13 points, 5 for 10 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3. Jimmy Butler gets the pick from Bam Adebayo, now with the elbow. He's dribbling them back. The 2 is no good for Jimmy Butler. Tobias Harris now with the defensive rebound, pushing the pace. They're up court now. Ball to Joel Embiid. Now back to James Harden. James Harden dribbling. And 2 Danny Green, 2 Tyrese Maxey in the corner. Tyrese Maxey steps in for the... Nope. No long 2. Now it looks like Bam Adebayo and Caleb Martin dribbling down, or Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent kind of taking over for that Victor Oladipo row. It seems like they've switched him out of the game. Not sure why. He was having a pretty good game so far as Vincent looks to give it to Jimmy Butler there under the basket.
PJ Tucker in the corner. Nope, not going to shoot it. He steps in for 2. And it is no good for PJ Tucker. His first miss of the game. James Harden now dribbling. James Harden at the elbow or at the wing. Trying to get a play together. Trying to get it to Joel Embiid, perhaps. Nope. To Tyrese Maxey. To Tobias Harris in the corner. And the floater goes right in for Tobias Harris.
It looks like you might have thrown that ball out of bounds, but he was right there to grab that and put the shot back up.
Gabe Vincent dribbles past Danny Green. And it looks to be a timeout for the Miami Heat. Miami leads, or is it? Yeah, okay. So Miami leads 66-51. 6:27 left in the third quarter. This is game 5 between the Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers on GoMileHigh.com.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, really? Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man.
What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
This is Game 5 between the Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Michael Currier, and alongside me, Jack Lynch. We are on GoMileHigh.com. Looks like the Miami Heat are really taken away so far. Miami Heat in the third quarter have 10, while the Sixers have 7.
Yeah, just a lot of missed shots from Philadelphia. They are slowly slipping away out of this game. They're going to need a lot more from Embiid, even though he's not running at full strength right now. James Harden needs to step it up as well. We'd like to see a little bit more consistency from him, as Joel Embiid only has 8 points and 3 rebounds. Slow night for him.
Max Strus, the deep three-point shot from the elbow is no good. As B.J. Tucker looked to get the rebound. Didn't get it. James Harden taking it up, trying to get this Sixers offense going. As they are down. Tyrese Maxey in the corner. Passes it to James Harden from the top. Gets the pick from Joel Embiid. James Harden dancing with the ball again to Tyrese Maxey in the paint. The floater. The floater is not going in
just
for Tyrese Maxey.
Rolled out there. That has been the story of the night for the 76ers. Almost have it. The rim always finds a way to just reject that ball.
Jimmy Butler from the deep three. And from downtown, Jimmy Butler with the three.
Clean shot there from Jimmy Butler, doing what he does best, taking control of the game. He's looking to seal the deal here.
Jimmy Butler, 19 points, 8 for 14 from the field with 7 rebounds. George Niang passes it to James Harden. James Harden to Danny Green. Tries to get it to Tobias Harris, but it goes right over his head.
Looked like it almost hit DJ Khaled there.
Miami Heat with the ball. As Miami leads 69, Philadelphia 51.
Which is 5:25 left in this third quarter. Philadelphia needs to get back in it and fast.
DJ Khaled gave Eric Spoelstra a little back rub right there.
I would love to see DJ Khaled go out there and shoot a three-pointer.
11 turnovers now for the Philadelphia 76ers. 7 for Miami Heat. Max Strus with the deep fadeaway three. Clanks. Too much heat on that. Philadelphia brings it up. James Harden dancing again with the ball. Looking, trying to get open. And is deflected. Oh. And P.J. Tucker now get the ball to Jimmy Butler. Philadelphia turns it over again. Oh, tried to get the alley-oop to Bam Adebayo. No good. Shake Milton now with the outlet pass to Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris backing P.J. Tucker in the paint. And Tobias loses it. Looks like it's staying. Philadelphia ball. P.J. Tucker is the heart and soul. Well, you see there, DJ Khaled got the ball back for the Heat. DJ Khaled is the key for success for the Heat. Getting the fans into it.
Rocking the velvet bandana shirt there with his wife and his son, Asad. He looks really happy to be there. More happy than anybody on the court, that's for sure.
More happy than the people in Philadelphia, that's for sure. James Harden with the deep.
Oh, again.
Right out.
God, how many times have we seen that tonight? So many. Need to finish those shots.
Jimmy Butler getting the play together. Getting the screen from PJ Tucker. Jimmy being guarded by George Niang in the paint. Back to PJ in the corner. Did not hit it. Now Jimmy Butler looking at the wing. And it looks to be a foul.
Yeah, I think that was Gordon Yang in there.
Jordan Yang.
Jordan Yang got a little bit too much of it right there. And the ball will change possessions.
Max Strus to the bench for Miami. He's been playing fantastic for them. Philadelphia 76ers now with the ball. A high pick from Joel. James Harden rolled right off his foot, looks like. Somewhere in there. Sixers are shooting 33% from field. Miami now has the ball.
Most of those shots coming in garbage time at the end of the half. Nothing looking good for Philadelphia on offense tonight.
And there is a foul on Jimmy Butler.
They keep this up, they're barely going to score 70 points. Need a lot more from their shooters. Need to get in that paint a little bit more. Be a little bit more aggressive in the paint also.
Yeah, being at the 51-point mark, around the 3 minutes left in the third quarter is not good. Jimmy Butler with 19 points in the first free throw is good. That is now 70 points for Miami. Jimmy Butler trying to get his second free throw to go. And it is good. Jimmy Butler, 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Jimmy Butler with 21 points so far, the leading scorer for anybody in this game. We knew he was major for the Miami Heat. He looks to be carrying them to a victory here.
Both teams have been doing pretty decent on the free throw line. And almost a turnover there for Philadelphia. As Philadelphia is now down by 20 points in this game.
And B just looks so gassed, man. Every time the camera cuts to him, he looks like he's just played a whole game already. Not even 3/4 away done with this one.
George Niang inbounding the ball. Gets it to Joel Embiid. Jimmy Butler flew out of nowhere trying to get that ball. Now to Tobias Harris. Backing down Tyler Hero. In the post. In the paint to James Harden from the three. And no. Drove to the basket. Looks to be a foul on PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker putting his hands up there. He didn't feel like he did anything wrong.
I didn't see much contact.
I didn't either. I don't know if they called a travel there.
No.
Or what?
PJ Tucker would not be reacting like that. Or it should be a technical now.
Yeah. James Harden with the open look. Free point. Free throw. Free throw.
Free throw is no good.
That ends Philadelphia's perfect free throw streak tonight. They are now 9 of 10.
Which is a pretty low number for the Philadelphia.
Yeah, they usually get a lot more than that, especially Joel. He got teched up early. Have not seen him getting that favorable whistle that he usually gets.
Joel, for the most part, has not been a big contributor in this game.
Not at all. He's barely done anything at all. Every one of his shots is just bricking off the end.
Doing something here. As the little whip around. Got the two for Joel Embiid. Miami now leads 71-53. Joel Embiid now has 10 points. And Vincent right there with the nice fake out. Got the two to go. Miami back up. Leading by 20 again. Shake Milton now trying to get something going. Gets it to Joel Embiid. At the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Joel Embiid to the paint. And one for Joel Embiid.
Embiid looking more gassed by the minute as we head to a timeout here.
Absolutely. Miami. Philadelphia. This is Game 5 on GoMileHigh.com.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands in Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com. Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man.
What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Welcome back to FDX Arena in Miami, Florida for Game 5, Miami Heat, Philadelphia. I'm Michael Currier, and alongside me, Jack Lynch. We are on GoMileHigh.com. Talking about the game so far. Jimmy Butler, 19 points away from another 40-piece.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler has looked really well tonight, just as advertised. The main story, I think, tonight is Philadelphia and these missed shots, man. They are missing everything from everywhere.
From the
not
field,
finding a way to get it done.
From the field, they're shooting 37%.
It really just goes to show how valuable Joel Embiid is to this team. And I know that's what a lot of people were saying for his MVP case, that he makes the Sixers what they are. And we can see that in games like this. He only has 12 points tonight, 4 rebounds. That's half of what he had at this time in the last game. So not looking good for Joel as he takes that mask off to shoot the free throw. Bounces off. It is up and in.
Philadelphia getting back on defense. Miami Heat. Tyler Hero with the ball. Tyler Hero getting the pick from Dwayne Dedmon. Tyler in the fadeaway, in the paint, and the floater from far away is clean. Tyler Hero, only 22 years old. Sixth Man of the Year award.
Man, he is just awesome to watch. He's a great piece for coming off the bench. You could argue that he could start, but I think he's more valuable in the role as a sixth man coming off the bench.
Double team comes for Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid fadeaway 2 from the elbow. Clean. Miami leads 75, Philadelphia 58. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Joel Embiid now at 13 points, 7 this quarter. PJ Tucker in the corner. Back to Tyler Hero at the elbow. In the paint. Another floater is good, and 1 for Tyler Hero. Absolute mental shot right there.
Yeah, he is looking just as advertised, the sixth man of the year. They're finding a way to do everything that Philadelphia isn't, getting those shots in the paint, getting those tough contested shots. Everything is going Miami's way so far in this game.
There's a statistic for being lucky. Miami Heat definitely leading that one. as Matisse Thybulle checks in for the Sixers. Tobias Harris to the bench.
Tyler Hero this season shooting 45% from the field goal, 40% from the three-point line, only 29% in these playoffs as it rolls over and in. Good shot, Miami, now with 78 here in the dying minutes of the third period.
Quarter. Shake Milton now with the ball. Back to James Harden from the top. Joel Embiid trying to take advantage of the mismatch. Up at the top of the key. Now Joel with the ball. Seems to be a foul. Called on Miami. Dwayne Dedman.
Looked like Dwayne Dedman was barking a little bit too much to the refs there as he laughs this one off. Might have been somebody on the Miami bench. We can clearly see right there. Harden. Yeah,
looked to be a technical. James Harden with a technical free throw.
Yep. You know, Eric Spoelstra is the longest tenured head coach for one team so far in the NBA. He's been with Miami for probably around 15 years now. That Heat culture is really something not easily messed with.
Joel Embiid looking at three players from the Heat on him. But it looks like number two, Gabe Vincent, with the foul.
Finding a way here to slow down the pace of this game. Joel Embiid just is not getting these good looks. They are on him like white on rice.
Shake Milton with the ball from the top. Getting it to George Niang from the corner. Just short for George Niang, but Joel Embiid with the offensive rebound in the layup. It's good for the Philadelphia 76ers. They have got to get on a run real quick. Joel Embiid now up to 15 points, 6 for 11 from the field. Miami Heat with the ball. Gabe Vincent with a step back three. Ooh, from deep.
Absolutely nailed that one.
Clean swish for Gabe Vincent. Miami Heat, their lead's back up to 20 with 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Trying to get it to Joel. The double team comes for Joel from the top. Joel back to Shake. Jimmy Butler guarding Shake. And looks to be foul.
Harden got that nice look there in the right side of the corner. Looked good, but unfortunately the foul was committed. Nothing is going Philadelphia's way tonight. Absolutely nothing at all. Seems like every time they get that open look for a shot, they just call a foul right away. As Shake Milton
misses the
first one.
Joel Embiid certainly hurting.
Yeah, you can only imagine what he's going through, man. Props to him for toughing it out, but it's not looking like enough to beat this Miami Heat team. They're the number one seed for a reason.
The masked man can only do so much. Miami Heat, in every quarter so far of this game, are either tied the Sixers with it or destroying them.
Shake Milton puts down that second free throw. He is up to 7 points tonight.
Gabe Vincent with the ball on the top. Trying to get a play together. Bam Adebayo with the screen. Two, PJ Tucker in the corner. Back to Gabe Vincent for the deep two. Too strong on that one. And it looks to be Sixers ball.
Yeah, turnover right there on PJ Tucker's leg. Goes right back the other way. He doesn't look too happy about that. The big veteran. It's happened a couple times tonight.
Philadelphia 76ers are going to look to use the rest of the shot clock up to end the third quarter. James Harden looking to see what he's got. Joel Embiid now with the ball. Victor Oladipo guarding him from the key. To Matisse. Oh, Matisse Thybulle was wide open under the basket. Joel tried to get to him, but just over his head.
You wonder if the mask has something to do with that. Joel Embiid usually doesn't throw the ball away like that.
It looked to be tipped.
So oh, tipped off the side, yeah.
As Tyrese Maxey comes in for the Sixers. Matisse Thybulle now heading to the bench. Seconds on the shot clock. 5.4 seconds left in the quarter. Tosses it to Tyrese Maxey, and he shoots the long, deep three. Tyrese Maxey with a killer shot to end this quarter. as Victor Oladipo almost hits that Hail Mary of a shot from half court. Miami Heat lead this one 81-66 to end the third quarter on GoMileHigh.com.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man.
What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Game 5 in Miami, Florida at FTX Arena. I'm Michael Currier, and I have Jack Lynch alongside me. We're on GoMileHigh.com giving you your coverage of the NBA semifinals. This Sixers team is not looking like the Sixers in Games 3 and 4, as in Game 3, Sixers won by 20 points, and then in Game 4, they won by 8. Certainly not looking the same.
Yeah, only three Sixers in double digits. You got Tobias Harris with 10, Joel Embiid with 17, and James Harden with 14. It is not enough. They need at least one of their stars to put up a 30-point game. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Just sloppy all around, missed shots, turnovers. Miami's in control of this one.
By a long shot. Miami now has the ball. Getting the play together. The pick by Jimmy Butler for Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero with a floater in the paint, and it's clean. Tyler Hero with the nice floater. Tyrese Maxey's pushing the pace. Jimmy Butler will have none of that. Joel Embiid now up at the top of the key. Looking to make Bam Adebayo. Oh, George Niang with a step back three. And it's too short. Now Max Strus with the layup.
Max Strus.
Fast break right there.
Coming out of nowhere. Max Strus.
George Niang with the elbow three. And it is not clean whatsoever. It's been a fast pace so far to start the fourth. Jimmy Butler up at the top at half court, getting the pick from Max Strus. Ball to Max Strus for the deep three. And it's clean.
Oh.
Max Strus is on fire from three this game.
Max Strus having the game of his life right now. 19 points in the playoffs, looking to take the 3-2 series lead. We head back to Philadelphia for the next game. you only wonder what they're talking about right now.
Timeout, Philadelphia. They need to get things together, get things straightened up. This is Game 5 on GoMileHigh.com.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com. So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence,
great.
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again, but I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Philadelphia Game 5 in FTX Arena in Miami, Florida for Eastern Semifinals. Man, Miami Heat so far this playoffs, they're 5-0, and it's certainly looking to be 6-0 after this quarter.
Yeah, nothing but dominance for Miami Heat at home. It's not looking like there's going to be an answer for Philadelphia. They're going to need to go on a big run here, and James Harden and Joel Embiid are going to have to start shooting threes.
They're certainly running out of time real quick. Tyrese Maxey gets it to James Harden. Victor Oladipo on him. James Harden dribbling into the paint. Heaves up a shot. That was just nowhere near the rim. Bam Adebayo now in the paint. And it's good and one for Bam Adebayo. Miami Heat lead 90-66. Just an absolute domination of a game for the Miami Heat.
Usually the Philadelphia 76ers are averaging 115 points a game. They're barely getting half of that tonight. Only 66 points headed deep into the fourth quarter. It's looking like this one's going to be over real quick.
That Miami crowd really filled up quick. And they're dancing in the stands. Bam Adebayo with the free throw for the end one, and it's good. Bam Adebayo now up to double digits in points. Miami leads 91, Philadelphia 66.
We talked about him having a big game tonight. He's been pretty solid, nothing too special, but that 10-0 run that Miami Heat is on as Philadelphia turns it over again.
James Harden just tossed that right to Victor Oladipo.
Got Oladipo back in the game.
Gives it to Jimmy in the corner. Back and down, Tyrese Maxey flips and hits the fadeaway, too, right in Tyrese Maxey's face. The Miami crowd is loving it. Joel Embiid, not so much. Jimmy Butler now up to 23 points, 9 for 15 from the field. James Harden gets the screen from Paul Reed. James Harden trying not to turn it over again. Double team comes, gets it to Matisse Thybulle. To Paul Reed. And it's good. Paul Reed out the mud. Tries to get Philadelphia going. Jimmy Butler now. Turns at the wing. Tyler Hero with the deep shot. Too short on that one. Paul Reed with the rebound. Tobias Harris bringing it up. To Matisse Thybulle for the three from the wing. Too short again. Victor Oladipo with the rebound. The three-point shots have not been landing for Philadelphia.
Philadelphia with only 2 points in this quarter, shooting 1 for 4 from the field. Absolutely awful.
Victor Oladipo with the shot from the elbow. Rolled right on in. Miami 95, Philadelphia 68 with 9 minutes left in this game. Tyrese Maxey with the nice move, but no good for him. Tyler Hero with the ball. Oh, it's stolen by Paul Reed. And the nice backhand pass to Tobias Harris for the layup. Miami gets it to 70, or Philadelphia.
Need about 10 more of those plays if they even want to come close to sniffing the dub here tonight.
Tyler Hero with the nice move for the layup. Philadelphia is just showing no heart on defense so far. In offense, it's just been a struggle. Tyler Hero now with 10 points, 4 for 8 from the field. James Harden trying to get by. The floater, no good. It's off the back of the rim. Now the fast break for Miami to Bam Adebayo for the layup. Jimmy Butler to Bam Adebayo. That is something that will always work for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, where is that defense in the paint for Philadelphia?
Miami Heat leads 99-70 with 8 minutes left in this game. This is game 5, Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76ers. Miami's running away with it on GoMileHigh.com.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy-dingy to the llama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com. Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me. Which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Game 5 between the Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers. Miami Heat, they're certainly taking care of business. And it's showing with the home court advantage. I mean, the Miami Heat, in the regular season, they had the best home record in the Eastern Conference. And now it looks like certainly it's going to be 6-0 for the in the postseason for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, just absolutely. They're not even, the thing is they're really not even dominating the ball on either side. It's just the ineptness of Philadelphia tonight, doing nothing on defense, no shots going in, the 13 turnovers, just looking like a mess when you don't have Joel Embiid at full strength.
The fight was there in the first half, but in the second half, it's definitely been a change of pace. Oh, yeah. As Tyrese Maxey throws the ball away, another turnover for Philadelphia. That is now 14 turnovers for the Philadelphia 76ers. They're making this easy on Miami.
Absolutely.
George Niang has yet to hit a shot. He's 0 for 5 from 3.
The interesting thing is Miami's only hit one more three-pointer, 10 versus Philadelphia's 9. Not been a factor.
It's been the twos that's been going in for Miami as another two goes in for Miami.
Yeah, 31 points here. Yikes. Not looking like anything. I think you can put in the bench players. Let's get some Paul Millsap minutes.
As that goes in for Matisse Thybulle, getting the deficit a little bit shorter. Miami leads 101, Philadelphia 73. Now Duncan Robinson with the ball at the wing, now up at the top. Tyler Hero now calls for the screen. Tyler Hero passes it to Victor from the corner for the three. Too strong on that three. Does not go in for Miami. Shake Milton now trying to get something going. Gives it to Matisse Thybulle at the wing. Now up to George Niang. To Paul Millsap. Gets the screen from George Niang. Shake Milton. Furkan with the deep one. That did not hit rim. Furkan Korkmaz with the missed three from deep.
You see Doc Rivers there looking rather discouraged at his team. The money line for this game was 208 points over under. It's looking like they're not going to hit that. So if you bet the under, you're probably a little happy right now.
Duncan Robinson with the fadeaway three from the wing, and it's good. Duncan Robinson with a killer three, as if the Sixers weren't down enough. This quarter, Sixers scored 7 points, while Miami scored 23, 10 for 12 from the field. Now George Niang with another missed three.
Nothing going in there.
Shake Milton with the fadeaway. Foul on Miami. Looks to be the foul on Victor Oladipo. DJ Khaled's not even paying attention to the game. He knows it's a blowout.
Sitting there on his phone. Lord only knows what he's doing on that day.
And Joel can only laugh while he's sitting on the bench. Shake Milton with the first free throw.
Just not enough of anything from anybody on Philadelphia. They, like I said earlier, they're averaging 115 points a game. Not even coming close with the 74 they have now. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. As Shake Milton makes his second free throw attempt.
Good vibes in Miami, that is for sure.
You can already see the Heat fans starting to head out.
32 bench points for the Miami Heat. Nice block there for the Sixers.
Miami just is such a deep team on
Paul
their
Reed
bench.
With a deep one. No good for Paul Reed. He's guys still like, stuck in the mud.
Guys like Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero are just walking all over this Philadelphia offense tonight.
Miami Heat passing the ball around, trying to get an open look for Duncan Robinson with a fadeaway three from top. No good for Duncan Robinson. Furkan with those bright yellow shoes, trying to get a point. Fadeaway two for Furkan, and it worked. Furkan Korkmaz with the fadeaway two. Miami leads 104, Philadelphia 77 with 5 minutes 30 seconds remaining in this game. With a deep shot, no good. Looks like Jordan Springer is finally getting some action, and it's good. Springer with the nice fadeaway shot from the elbow.
All these bench players are looking a little bit better than the starters on Philadelphia right now. At least they have something going.
You're going to see effort from both sides, as those bench players are going to want to make sure that they're known. Deep shot, and it's good. Another three for Miami. My goodness, Highsmith with a nice three from the wing. Miami is just doing whatever they want to the Sixers. Springer now at the key, trying to get something going, dribbling with the ball. Springer's trying to make something happen. Fade away in the paint. No good. Gabe Vincent, Miami, has the ball. In the corner, and he elected not to shoot the corner three, and he churned it over. Furkan, Sixers, with the ball. Furkan Korkmaz got the screen, trying to make something happen. And he turned it over. Philadelphia with another turnover. 15 on the game. And the easy layup is no good for Caleb Martin. Shake Milton just heaved up a shot. And that was going nowhere in. Gabe Vincent now with the ball. Miami trying to close this one out. Game 5. And there's a foul on Gabe Vincent.
You can only wonder what Joel Embiid and Paul Millsap are talking about right now. Just absolutely nothing for Joel Embiid. And I think it's proof that when he is not on his best game, Philadelphia is not a contending team.
Caleb Vincent with a nice high banked layup.
You know, you saw Philadelphia go down 0-2. It looked like Joel Embiid was back at it. They won two in a row after that, but this Miami crowd is heading out early tonight. 30 points.
Definitely. Furkan with the missed shot. Too strong on that one. Gabe Vincent. And there is a foul on Philadelphia.
You see that very deep Miami bench. They're getting it on all sides from everybody. Guys like Victor Oladipo, PJ Tucker, Tyler Hero. Everyone's getting a little piece of it tonight for Miami, but they're still not putting up that many points. Only 109. Still 1 point per game lower than their usual gamer is. The crowd is heading out in droves right now. Nobody wants to stick around for the end of this. Joel Embiid on the bench looking rather melancholy.
Highsmith with the nice corner three. Wow. Highsmith with the nice corner three. Miami leads 112-79. 3 minutes now left in this game. The attempted alley-oop, no good. Got it back to Springer, back to for the nice dunk. Bassett missed the dunk where it looked clean, but no good. Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent looking to get a play together, potentially to Duncan Robinson. Gabe Vincent with a nice layup again. We just saw that play a couple plays ago with that high banked layup to get it to go.
Vincent and Oladipo are finding all kinds of ways to get the ball to the basket. They've looked real nice tonight.
Furkan drives to the paint, and he gets a nice layup to go.
Furkan looking like the most consistent Sixer tonight by far in his short minutes.
He can be streaky, that's for sure.
Eric Spoelstra sits down. He's got nothing left to do. Just let this game run its course. Nothing much left to say.
Gabe Vincent with a deep three from the top. No good. Looks like it's going to be a foul called on Shake Milton. That will be three for Gabe Vincent. Philadelphia is definitely looking towards game 6.
Yeah.
It'll be in Philadelphia.
It'll be nice that they get to head back home, get one more chance at it, but this game was very important for Philadelphia, I thought. If they could win this one on the road, then go back home and close it out. But Miami taking that commanding 3-2 series lead falls into place here. Head back to Philadelphia in a couple days looking to close this one out, move on to this conference finals. They will play, of course, the winner of the Boston-Milwaukee series, which happens tomorrow. Should be another really good game. Hopefully it's a lot closer than this one.
Gabe Vincent hits all three free throws, making it Miami 117, Philadelphia 81. Miami's bench certainly having a good time.
Absolute blowout here tonight as we hit the two-minute mark.
Furkan with the step-back three from the wing. Oh,
almost went
hit
in.
The rim and backboard. No good. Now Paul Reed in the paint, and it gets blocked. Sixers ball.
You know, I really like the effort of Paul Reed and Shake Milton tonight. I think that they've been playing harder than almost anybody else on Philadelphia's team. Obviously, when those two are your most consistent players, you're probably not going to have a good night, as Joel Embiid is probably done for the night.
Shake Milton with a fadeaway. No good for Shake, as it was too strong on that shot. Now the fast pick to Duncan Robinson. Oh, foul on Duncan Robinson.
Miami shooting an abysmal 29% from the three-point line tonight. They're 9 for 31, only 36% from the field goal. At least they're shooting 93% of their free throws.
Duncan Robinson with the first free throw is good. If you look, Miami, all of their starting five is in double digits.
Yeah, Miami only led this, Philadelphia only led this game by two, and that was the first basket of the game. Since then, it has been a downward spiral and an absolutely abysmal performance from Philadelphia. One of the worst I've seen them play.
Shake Milton with a shot from the elbow, no good. And they get the ball back, offensive rebound, Paul Reed. Gets to the paint, and he gets the layup to go, Paul Reed. Miami leads 118. To Philadelphia's 83, 1 minute left in the fourth quarter and game five.
Yep, this one is just about over. And if you're Philadelphia, you can't wait to get on that flight back home, I'm sure. You got a lot of recovering, a lot of thinking, and a lot of game planning to do on Doc Rivers' part.
Yeah, no going to clubs on this trip.
You better not, especially Joel. You can't handle those bright lights.
Springer now trying to get to the basket. Looks to be a foul for Springer. The rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Miami just absolutely finding a way to put this one away. An extremely dominant performance. Jimmy Butler leading so far with 23 points. How about Max Strauss? 10 rebounds for him. Virtually unknown before this game. He's having a great game, proving himself.
Furkan getting the screen from Charles Basie. And Furkan with a nice fadeaway shot to get two for the Sixers.
Miami currently has 7 players in double digits. I talked about before the game, they're going to need to find a way to get everybody to score, and they did just that, proving why they are the number one seed.
The fadeaway shot is good for Miami. The Miami bench and the young guys are showing out for the Heat.
We wind down in the dying minutes of this game. Philadelphia has a lot to work on. Hopefully the home crowd will give them some more juice in the next game. Could not do anything right tonight. Joel Embiid getting banged up, getting the technical early.
Springer with the three. And it is no good, as that is it. Miami wins 120. Philadelphia 85. What an outstanding game for Miami, as they take game five and they lead the series 3-2. An absolute extraordinary game from the Heat. And a lot of it was just the depth. Really, no player really stood out for them. You look at players like Max Strus, 19 points. Jimmy Butler, 23. Vincent with 15, and that bench was outstanding. This was game five on GoMileHigh.com between the Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Michael Currier, and he's Jack Lynch on GoMileHigh.com. Thank you.
taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than Go Mile High Dacam, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
It's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere. And I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah. Because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today. So find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
To GoMileHigh.com's coverage of Philadelphia at Miami here at FTX Arena. And the final score here in this one, Miami Heat pulling out the victory here in Game 5, takes the series lead 3-2, 120-85 is the final score. And top performers from the 76ers, we saw James Harden, Joel Embiid seemed to struggle early in the first half. We had James Harden with 14 points, Joel Embiid 17 points, and Jimmy Butler was the difference maker for the Miami Heat. He had 23 points and 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Some of the biggest team stats that really stand out, field goal percentage, 54%, as Miami Heat shot 45 out of 84 in this one. Meanwhile, 76ers struggled offensively, 36%, 31 out of 85. Miami was shooting three-pointers like it was nothing to them, 39% shooting from the three. They also out-rebounded the 76ers, 46-36. And another stat that stands out here is points off of turnovers, 23 compared to Philadelphia's 9. And the biggest lead for Miami was 37 points at one point in this game. And yeah, big difference makers. So we're going to go ahead and bring Mike and Jack back in. Guys called the game. So what was your first impressions of Game 5 here?
My first impression was really the main 3 points of this game of how the Sixers lost was the amount of turnovers, like you said earlier, 15 turnovers. And you're not going to shoot 36.5% from the field and win a game, most likely. And then just the defense. It wasn't there. Miami was getting to the paint with ease, making so many easy twos when that shouldn't have been the case. Really just poor shooting all around from the Sixers. They didn't seem to really go through any plays. It was just kind of ISO ball, get a screen here, and just try and throw something up at the hoop and hope it goes in.
Yeah, and what I talked about before the game was this can't just be the Jimmy Butler show for Miami, and it absolutely wasn't. You had 7 guys in double digits tonight. everybody got a little piece of something. PJ Tucker, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus coming out of nowhere with the 19 points, and then Tyler Hero and Oladipo off the bench each with 10 and 13. Looked like a very even game on Miami's side. They didn't turn it over enough to give Philadelphia even a shot, really. And I thought Philadelphia just looked, their ball handling skills were terrible. They were not looking good on defense. They were missing shots. Absolutely abysmal performance for Philadelphia. Nothing went right there.
Absolutely. And when you look at Miami's team, you know, guys like Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, these guys have been in this high atmosphere playoff, you know, type of atmosphere before, you know, when they went to the championship in the bubble. So they know how to play at a high level, and they definitely showed it. They were focused tonight. Meanwhile, you saw, like you had mentioned before throughout the game, that Joel Embiid was starting to look really gassed and really tired and exhausted in the third period.
Yeah, he went down real hard there in the second. Looked like he was going to be taken out of the game, but he's a very tough player, an honest competitor. I have a lot of respect for Joel Embiid after that performance, playing through all the pain. You know, he's dealing with a whole bunch of injuries everywhere. Looked like he was even grabbing the leg at one point, still recovering from the thumb. When he is not on, the Philadelphia Sixers are not themselves, and it's looking very hard to trust James Harden. He is appearing over the hill. It looks like his best days are behind him. Going to need a lot more from guys like Maxey, guys like Danny Green, guys like Thibault, and especially James Harden. They didn't give away Ben Simmons for this. They gave it away to have a second star to pair with Joel Embiid, and it is not looking like he's a star at all, looking more like a black hole out there.
If we're comparing this game to the last game, Miami Heat looked completely different. Well, Jimmy Butler, he had that 40 points last game. Second in scoring was Bam Adebayo with 21. But then after that, I mean, we just had Victor Oladipo with 15, and then Tyler Hero with 11. And then after that, it's just a bunch of 6 points, 7 points, and five. So the surrounding team around Jimmy really showed up. And they showed, all right, we're going to fight with you on this one. And that's how they got to 120 points.
Yeah, anytime you get seven guys in double digits, that's a great sign. Shows you have great depth, not only from the starting lineup, but from Victor Oladipo and Tyler Hero, sixth man of the year as well. I thought he played a really good role for what he was doing. The story for Miami, though, that Strauss guy.
Yeah, Max Strauss.
Going to be honest, I had never even heard of him before this game. And he went out there with a double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds, sealed the deal for that Miami bench.
Strus really took over in that first quarter with the threes. He finished with four threes on the game. Terrific game and terrific coaching from Miami. And assistant coach Kyle Lowry, as he was not playing today, he was helping the coaching staff for this
one. They didn't need him one bit.
But now, like I said, and before the game started, that whoever wins game five when it's tied 2-2, they win 82% of the time.
Absolutely, and we'll turn it to game six here when they switch things to Philadelphia. We'll see what happens there. But right now, as it is, Miami leads the series 3-2 after pulling out the victory, 120-85. This has been GoldMileHigh.com's coverage of the Philadelphia 76ers at Miami Heat game, game five. Thank you.